Hey everybody, welcome back to Concierge Confidential. I'm your host, Brian Ortega, and today we are doing another hotel highlight. We haven't done a hotel highlight in quite some time, but I'm excited to sort of jump back into these. This week, we're going to be talking about Park MGM. Park MGM is the former Monte Carlo property. This is the property that's right next to the Aria, as well as the New York, and also the closest to the T-Mobile Arena. So this is actually a really exciting property. Even if you're not staying here, they have a lot of very, you know, unique things on the inside in terms of restaurants, and also one of the like growing premier theater spaces on the Las Vegas Strip. So today, we're going to be doing a hotel highlight of Park MGM. Okay, everybody, so we are back. So we're going to be talking about Park MGM on today's hotel highlight. So basically, Park MGM used to be the Monte Carlo property, which opened in the late 90s. And the Monte Carlo itself was actually really, really cool in the front with a beautiful big fountain, which they actually got rid of. And then they had a new entrance. They redid the entrance where they had Diablos and an ice bar, which that property was kind of very much like early 2000s in terms of it was sort of switching from having a theme into being more of a standard looking property. But they've redone the whole thing. Depending on what your tastes are, this might be maybe not your style in terms of the decoration. They really wanted to make it look like a park, hence Park MGM. So it has lots of floral thoughts. It also has very like earthy tones, lots of browns and greens. And they like the big thing was is in the main lobby, they had this like giant like tree trunk like growing out of it. But other than that, which I think you may vary on if you like the actual theme itself or not, but they've really kind of come together as being sort of a powerhouse in terms of like quiet cuisine spots inside of their property. So Park MGM itself actually does have another hotel connected to it called the Nomad Hotel, which that may or may not be there, you know, in the next like year or two. But that was supposed to be sort of like the exclusive part of the hotel, which never really took off. It never became like Skylofts or the Villas at the Wynn or the Sky Suites over at the Aria. So really, which is an extension of the main hotel. It does have its own check-in desk. It also does have its own valet as well. They also have their own restaurant, but anybody can go there. But anyways, that was the Nomad Hotel, which was supposed to be like the elevated part of the property. But for the most part, you're going to find pretty affordable rates at Park MGM for the most part, as long as there's not an event going on at T-Mobile Arena. But one of the major takeaways of Park MGM is that it is perfectly located on the Las Vegas Strip. Park MGM is actually the southernmost tip of the tram that goes from Park MGM to the city center all the way over to the Bellagio Hotel. So it does have access to that if you want to use it. It's also very close to the Aria itself within walking distance. And again, if you just keep walking, you can meet up with the Cosmopolitan. You're also able to walk over to the New York, MGM Grand. So you're actually within walking distance of many of the larger properties on the Las Vegas Strip, which if you go to any of those other properties, the rates for stay are going to be sometimes two times that of what Park MGM would be. Most of the rates for Park MGM are going to range between $150 to $300 a night, just kind of depending on what day you're there. That's always sort of the case. But typically, when it is a slow part of slow time of the year, you're probably going to be spending about $180 to maybe $200 a night over at Park MGM. I have seen rates as low as $75 a night, but that is midweek, which sometimes is not always good as a barometer because many people do not travel during the week. They travel on the weekends, of course. But the rooms themselves have very... It's one of those interesting things. There's nothing wow about the rooms. The rooms themselves, especially if you get the single bed, you know, just a king, they tend to be a little bit more plain Jane. It's supposed to sort of play off of that sort of Greenwich Village sort of exposed look on the inside of them, which sometimes is not for everybody. But sometimes if you get the suites are very, very nice. You do get very good views of the Strip. Again, you are sort of set back, so you're really not going to get that overlooking the Las Vegas Strip view like you would get at like Cosmopolitan's East Tower or South Tower, however you want to call it. But the rooms themselves are quite serviceable, and they're actually in a nice sort of tri formation. So it's actually easy to get to and from your hotel room. The hotel itself boasts about 3,500 hotel rooms inside, which is about standard for a hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. But one of the real reasons to stay at the Park MGM, other than location, is the restaurant that you can get there. So they actually have, of course, everybody knows Eataly, which Eataly is sort of this high-end, high-class food court where they have pasta stations, they have a fish station, they have a steak station, bread, pizza, sandwiches, and they even have a little market where you can buy specifically Italian items that you can't get anywhere else, at least in the city of Las Vegas. They also do sell their own meat, which you can actually take home with you as well. But most locals tend not to buy like the meat there and then go home because they have to go to the Las Vegas Strip. But I thought about doing it once. They had a really cool deal on Wagyu beef, but I actually never got down there because, again, it's on the Strip and I have to park, get it, and then go home when I can just go to the regular grocery store for a lot of those things. But Eataly itself presents a really fun option for people who want a high-end dining experience, for the most part, but not in a food court per se. Eataly itself, if you've never been to one, has so many different stations, and it really is done up to be sort of like a high-end sort of food space, which again, I'm going all the way around to not say food hall. And really, this is revolutionary, at least in the city of Las Vegas for the longest time. Many places now have a lot of food halls that, you know, can equate to this, but the theme itself is very Italian. So it's actually a really great place for like first dates, or if you want a place to have a drink. This is actually a really nice spot to do that. Or if you just wanted like a nice light lunch, this is a very possible option. They have great light because it actually has these big, giant, beautiful windows. So you get that natural light without having to be outside. So it's sort of that nice little space. Only thing is, they don't serve actual Coke here. It's all Italian-style Coke, which can sometimes be a logistical problem for those of us who just want a soda. So that's Eataly, which is sort of the first thing that you would see if you walked in from the street from Park MGM. A couple other places, sort of, they have Toscano, which is the Italian restaurant inside of Eataly. Another place, they do have another Italian spot, but I'm getting the name. La Pizza alla Pasta is the other spot that's inside of Eataly. Those are the sit-down spots. They also have a wide array of restaurants fit inside of the Park MGM. So, for example, Best Friend, which is owned by Roy Choi, it's Korean-style barbecue. It actually looks like a candy shop, but then when you go to the back is the actual restaurant. This is a very, very popular space for anybody who wants to go as a group. It's not specifically Korean barbecue, but it is inspired by that. So you do get that kind of space, but it is certainly much more of like a regular restaurant than like a Korean barbecue-style spot. So that's one. They also have the BetMGM Sports Bar. I'm just kind of looking at the website as we're doing this, which if you are a sports fan, a lot of sports books are sort of going to this sort of sports bar look just to sort of replicate what somebody might be accustomed to back where they're from. A lot of the food actually comes from one of my favorite places that I always recommend, is the Sidebar Betty Grill, which is unbelievable. I absolutely love Sidebar Betty's. It's honestly one of my stops I have to stop at if I'm like, you know, partying late at night and I'm somewhere near Park MGM. I have to go to Side Betty Grill. It's so, so good. I mean, they make delicious burgers. Probably to me, one of the top five burgers in Las Vegas, which if you want a full list of that, you can go check out our podcast from a couple of weeks back, which I actually listed my favorite burgers in the entire, or on the entire Las Vegas Strip. So again, make sure to check that out. But Sidebar Betty, really great waffle fries, make good wings. My brother ordered a lot of food of here one time, and it looked like a lot of food for him. So it can get a little bit messy, but highly recommend Side Betty Grill, which, oh my goodness, it's such a tongue twister. But they're really good. It's literally like Sidebar Betty. It's really great to take up to your room or have inside of the BetMGM Bar and Grill. But as we're kind of sort of marching down, I don't want to list all these places because they have a lot of them, but one of the places that is really well known is Bavette's at this point. Bavette's is their steakhouse on property. It's very, very dark in there, so just keep that in mind, but they have, you know, these big, giant orders of bone marrow. It's a really great sort of date spot. It's very, very dark. It is a little bit pricey depending on, you know, what your budget is, but it is very dark in there. There are no TVs for you sports fans out there. And it's actually pretty easy to get a reservation for buvettes. It used to be sort of out of this world difficult to get one, but it doesn't mean that they're slowing down. Just it happens when you get newer properties, people are trying newer things. But buvettes, really, really fantastic. I would highly recommend it anytime. And it's really great for any late, you know, any occasion, but specifically like dates. This is definitely the spot you want to be at. I've been to the Nomad Library, which is a really cool spot. They do also have sometimes performances inside by, I think it's Mark Ronson. I believe so. I don't know if he's doing it anymore because he's gotten quite busy doing a lot of movies, but it is a nice spot if you want an elevated experience and have that very sort of New York feel of a restaurant inside. But what I really want to highlight is the Nomad Bar. I absolutely love the Nomad Bar. It's one of my top bars in Las Vegas for cocktails. They all know how to make a really good cocktail. You can actually describe them cocktails. They can make them for you. They are absolutely on point, and that's why it's one of my favorite places to actually go just have a cocktail. And on the weekends, they do have a piano player, which really is a fantastic vibe, and he's been there for a very long time. But that's the Nomad Bar, which is going to be located on your way towards the T-Mobile Arena. So let's go ahead and just talk about it really quick. Park MGM is probably one of the best places to stay at if you're going to be going to a concert across the street. Will you be paying for the location? 100%. But there's so many things at the Park MGM, which makes it one of the best places to sort of pregame and then go to the actual arena itself. What's cool about it is that it's also really close to the New York, New York, which does have their outdoor walkway, which has many different restaurants that you can stop at, have a drink, pregame before you go into like the hockey game or the concert, which is really nice. But I actually did this one time. So we parked at Park MGM. I parked at Park MGM and I met somebody there. And we ended up, this was my idea because I kind of planned it as I went, to like maybe have just a cool sandwich at the Chef Truck, which the Chef Truck to me is probably one of the best new restaurants in Las Vegas. And it's not even like an actual restaurant. It's a food truck. So it actually has a food truck with a cool little like place to sit, which is really nice. But they make delicious sandwiches. I did a whole review on this. You can check it out on any of our social pages. You can check it out at concierge_confidential_LV. You can also check it out at Keys to Vegas, which is on TikTok. And of course, you can follow me, Brian_Ortega26, for the videos as well. But anyways, the Chef Truck, highly recommend it. The property itself, sort of as we're going into what the property is like, is definitely skewing. Honestly, guys, it can range for everybody. I could say it's for somebody, you know, 25 and up. But I would really say that you want to be maybe a couple or in your 30s or over to really enjoy this property. Just because it tends to move at a little bit more sort of melodic pace. It's not like a fast-paced sort of nightlife heavy property. But you do see it very full in the week, you know, on the weekends. Just because the gambling itself is very approachable. They do have $15, $25 tables, and they also have a lot of nice, really nice lounges. They have Mama Rabbit, which when it broke onto the scene was one of the most popular, cool spots to go to. They have live music every once in a while. They do have a dance floor. They are a restaurant, but most people go there late night, sort of after they've gone to the Dolby Theater. And I've taken people there multiple times, and they love going there. If you want something more of a nightclub feel, they do have On the Record, which when it opened was this whole sort of weird concept. Essentially, it is now a nightclub that plays hip-hop and R&B music, one of the only places that still does that. And they also have like a fun secret room inside of On the Record, which is like a speakeasy sort of style, which is right next to the restrooms, I believe. It also has an outdoor area, which is very, very, well, it's not super unique. I mean, XS has that. Encore Beach Club obviously is outside. But either way, they do have an outside space with a double-decker bus out there as well. But overall. This is one of the places that also has a theater inside, the Dolby Theater, which is essentially where Lady Gaga performs. I believe we're supposed to have somebody else coming and performing there, but we've had this sort of switch over. Bruno Mars performs there, but they were really booking themselves full for most of the year, but they've now sort of chilled out, and now it's Bruno Mars. Couple touring people will go there. Cher used to perform there, but now it's Lady Gaga's jazz show, and of course Bruno Mars' show as well. But overall, the hotel itself is very clean. You can tell that it's sort of a hotel built in the 90s, early 2000s, but really there's so many restaurant choices on the inside that make this place worth going to. I haven't talked about the pool yet. The pool itself is actually very, very relaxed. They actually have two pools. They have the Nomad pool and the Standard pool, which is actually used to be one of the only lazy river spots on the Las Vegas Strip. But overall, Park MGM, the pool area, much more adult. You're definitely get people who are couples in their 40s, in their 50s, who maybe just want to have a slightly higher energy spot, but not all the way to the point of being like a Mandalay Bay or an MGM Grand. Yeah, they have so many things to enjoy at Park MGM that I really consider it a very, very good hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. So if you're coming to Vegas and you're wondering like, hey, I want to stay in a nice hotel, but I don't have the money to stay at some place like, say, Bellagio or Aria, I would highly recommend Park MGM anytime to anybody who asks for it. So I like this place. It's totally up to you if you want to check it out. I would highly recommend it just because they have so many little nooks and crannies in terms of cuisine. They do have a really good bar at Nomad. They also, have a place called Jasmine, which is one of their center bars, which is sort of a lounge. But Nomad Bar is the one that I always recommend to anybody visiting from out of town. They have many, many other restaurants that I did not list on this podcast, or else it'd be just me listing stuff. But I've had most of the restaurants that are here and would say that it will, you know, stack up to anything anybody might try around the city. So yeah, so we'll call that a day for this particular pod. I do appreciate you guys sticking with us and listening. I have a Patreon page now, just in case you guys wanted to check it out. The Patreon page itself is Concierge Confidential, or Keep It Confidential. And also, you'll find the details on there, but if you become a Patreon for that month, I'll go ahead and, if you ask me a question or send me an email for a question, I'll go ahead and answer it here on the pod, and also throw out your social if you'd like, and of course your name if you'd like that as well. So again, thank you so much for anybody who supports. Thank you guys so much for listening as well. It's always nice getting feedback from you guys. That's always really great. But again, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully I'll see you on your next trip to Las Vegas. If you come in town, come say hello, and remember, keep it confidential.